could she refuse to help these two warriors, members of her tribe, if there was a chance to save them? Belladors were a secret race of Celtic people connected by powerful genetics and living in all parts of the world. She'd only met a few. Never these two. But every member of the tribe had sworn an oath to uphold a code of honor, to protect the innocent and any other Bellador who needed help. If a warrior broke that vow, every family member faced the same penalty as the warrior, even the penalty of death. Eval had no one who would be affected by her decisions. The only person she'd had was an aunt who died that Eval didn't mourn. Not after what that woman had done to her. But even without having someone to worry about, she'd upheld her vows since the day she'd turned 18. Not because she had to, but because she wanted to. And, until now, she'd always supported her tribe without question. If only she knew which side of the lake those two across from her swam on, hers or the Maeve's. She had one chance to answer that question correctly. Live or die. What else was new? Anyone know who called for this delightful little meeting? The fair-haired male grumbled in a smooth voice born of enhanced genetics and a hint of British influence. The sound matched the urbane angles of his European face, which could be Slavic or Russian. He straightened his shoulders as if that would smooth the creases in his overpriced suit, obviously tailored to fit that athletically cut body that James Bond would envy. She'd put him in his early 30s, and at close to 6'3". Bad, black, and wicked next to him might be an inch shorter, but he balanced out the difference with a pound or two of extra kick-your-ass muscle. Introductions appear necessary, unless you two know each other. The blonde guy looked in her direction, then at the other male, but she doubted he could see a thing in this blackness. Then again, who knew what powers he had as a Bellador? That thought sent another chill down her spine. Eval fought a smirk over Pretty Boy's dry tone and well-honed nonchalance. She'd never met a Bellador male who wasn't alpha to the core, but she had no intention of jumping in first to answer after deceit had landed her here. One of these two could very easily be a Maeve surveillance plant. Tonight's betrayal had put a serious damper on her team mentality, and it burned raw inside her. I suppose I shall have to open, Pretty Boy continued, undeterred by the rude silence. I'm Quinn. The other prisoner still hadn't twitched since being hauled into the cave by four Maeve warlocks and slammed against the wall. He'd been the last one captured. Blood that had trickled earlier from gashes in his exposed chest had dried, and the gashes were gone. Rumors had surfaced that a few of the more powerful Bellador warriors could self-heal some wounds overnight, but she'd never heard of one healing so quickly. Odd. His head was completely bald, which added a lethal edge to his face. Ripped muscles curved along his arms. All that body flowed down to the narrow waist of his jeans. He cleared his throat, and even that sounded dangerous. I'm Zader. The Maester? Quinn's gaze walked up and down the other warrior, sizing him up. Yes. Truth or lie? Eval had never met Zader Burke, commander of all the North American Bellador's. If he was Maester, that might explain why he was here. He would be a coup in any Maeve's career. She slashed a look at the self-appointed cave host, waiting on Quinn to make the next move. He shifted his head in Eval's direction. I can see another faint aura glowing across from us. A woman, I presume from the look of it. How come other Bellador's could see auras, but not her? What had she done to tick off the aura fairy? When she didn't pick up the conversation thread, Quinn asked, You would be pissed off. Eval opened her eyes all the way. He smirked. Love the name, darling.